In Chicago for this Tuesday afternoon, futures finished the nearby July soft red winter wheat at $5.81¾, up 0.75¢. September down a half at $5.90¾. The hard red in the 7.12½ for the July harvest month, up 4¼. July corn futures down 2¼ today, $4.38¾. September at $4.34, down 2¾. And December at $4.39½, 2½ cents lower. March corn futures at $4.50¼, 2¾ lower. July at $4.63¾, down 2½ cents. December of next year, $4.56½, a half lower. July soybeans today, $13.98¼, down 23½ cents. August at $13.48½, down 18¾. And September soybeans, $12.44, down 11¾. November contract, $12.12, down a nickel. January futures, $12.18¾, down 4¼. March contract of next year in the bean pit, $12.24¾, 3¾ lower. July bean meal at $450.70, $11.70 lower. Bean oil at $36.68, finished 18 cents lower. Live cattle futures in the nearby August contract at $145.72½, 72½ cents lower. October at $148.75, down $1.25. August feeders, 85 cents lower, 207.85. September at 208, 57½, 92½ lower. And July lean hogs for the day at $124.92½, finished 67½ higher. The August there down 22½. The settlement price at $128.05 for the August lean hogs. You're listening to the closing market report. It does come to you from Illinois Public Media. Well, you're listening to the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's check the agricultural futures markets and the trade for the day with Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. It is hot, 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 Wayne.
Hey, it's that kind of out day out there, but it's awfully good corn growing weather, Todd.
It is good corn growing weather, and I don't know, I haven't been out to see whether it's decided to roll against this, but there's enough rainfall. I suspect that that is not the case.
Well, even if it does, I think it's going to press things along, and that's what happened. I mean, basically, turnaround Tuesday didn't happen because the weather's just too darn good, and it's that time of year, and the crop ratings are great. So we're pushing things down. But probably one of the biggest things that is a little heavy on the market right now, there's over 301,000 contracts of July corn open, 127,000 contracts of July beans, and 107,000 contracts of July wheat that are open, and we're over halfway through the month here, and for deliveries, and then the big report coming at the end of the month, that's a lot of positions for a lot of the funds to have been rolling out of, and that wide spread that we had on the July no beans really coming in this week.
So you expect that'll put more pressure on the marketplace when?
Well, I think it's going to continue over here as long as the weather stays extremely good. It seems like as we look at the basis levels that the beans are just not coming up to the par to what they were a few years ago, and we had very, very tight bean supplies. They aren't bidding up and having to. We hear the processes are covered for 4 to 6 weeks out, and with all the extra DDGs left on the market, why it doesn't put near the pressure to the grind on the beans for the bean meal.
So we have DDGs on the marketplace. Do we have plenty of corn around left to produce the ethanol, feed the livestock, all those sorts of things?
Well, the carryout looks like it should be comfortable for this year, but we are hearing that very, very, very slow movement of corn from the farmers at this point in time. They're saying at these levels, they're going to sit on their hands for a little bit. So the corn movement is, the basis is staying fairly good on old crop corn just for the idea there isn't much moving.
Well, I wonder about all of this and some geographical splits. Of course, if you look to the Northwest, they have been $1.05 under for quite some time. That because they don't have locomotives to move the crop. They haven't been willing sellers, and I can see why at that point, but they have full bins too, right?
The bids are pretty full up at that area. We do know that we're hearing that some more locomotives and trains are going to be working out of that area and whatever along the way, so it's going to help some things. But we do need to relocate some corn out of the Northwest area.
Well, yeah, how do we do that? I mean, we can't get hold of the local. Well, we do that with bids, I suppose, but when is the question?
When it's really needed, I guess, when our ethanol plants get down to where there isn't farmers selling here, they're going to raise their rail bids that might come out of that area and entice some trains to come out of the area, I suppose.
Can they raise the rail bids without really raising the local bids? I suppose that is possible.
Well, I think that they'll try to buy it locally first. If it doesn't buy at that price, then they'll go to the rails to look at it. So, I mean, that's just the fact. You know, when you're over a dollar under, why, it's pretty easy to pay freight to get it here.
Yeah, yeah. So therein the question lies for producers in the Illinois, Indiana area, probably are thinking about all that corn that seems to be trapped in the Northwest, can't frankly get out at this point. When does the pop come? When can they expect to be able to make a sale, and at what price level?
You know, the question mark is, and along the way, as we look at this, the weather forecast has done nothing but remain pretty well ideal, unless you're in the areas that have got tornadoes or a 48 inches of rain. And, you know, as we look, this is a larger percentage of the country in ideal growing conditions at this time for the last 10 years. So that's the hard part. I think if they start talking ridge, weather change, and something like that is when we can look for a little bit of a pop. But if we can get through pollination without the weather changing too much, there probably won't be much of a pop, Todd.
Okay, so livestock producers are wondering the opposite. Do they need to continue to hold off before they put in supplies? And do they really need to put in supplies at this point?
Well, right now I think it's a little bit of a waiting game on both sides. You know, there's all sorts of things for the livestock users. They can go out and they can sell some cheap puts down close to $4 or something like that to lock in. You know, possibly either the money that they would collect on those or be long at $4. So that's something that they could be looking at right now.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. You can always listen to him again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming from the pre-opening market report, the Closing Market Report, and everything in between. And Wayne will be up there at about, 5 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock this afternoon. So make sure that you listen to that.